Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Man, I hate it when I do technical work before we start the show. You know, to be, you know what, when you have your own little project like this and you do a lot of stuff on your own,
right?
That is a moment where I truly wish that I had somebody to whisk in and do it for me. I'm great at doing little funny voices and having material, but when I have to adjust my own settings and do the little tweaking and the little audio tweaking, and Oscar, by the way, whenever we're doing that, you're not allowed to step out of the room because it's like working with a deaf man.
Oh, I apologize. I figured that he was helping.
You don't hear it, do you? You don't hear it. You don't hear it. Is it? Are you ready to admit to it that you don't hear any of the nuances of levels and stuff? You can admit it, and I will embrace it.
All right, then I'll admit it because it'll be the easiest way to go.
Do you hear the clipping, though?
No, I heard everything he was talking about. I heard the electronic sounds. I heard the gating when he was talking soft.
I think he can hear those. It's not a thing.
Can you hear that?
Yes. That's at every level. When you clip on a mic, you hear it at a low level, a high level, you hear it.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's Rob.
I'll admit it because it's the easiest way to go.
Well, you've been after me for 3 years to say I'm deaf. So, I mean.
Well, no.
When we do levels from Florida to D.C., when we're doing our little tweaking, you know, and when you're making little adjustments, you know, I.
Rob, let's call it is. You've lost hearing.
All right. Well, I think we all have, but yes. Okay.
Well, I'm the deafest of the bunch, but I have my head.
Why do you get so mad? It is just it's really a result from working with headphones at the level you've been working at.
I suppose it's okay to be deaf. At least I can talk.
Well, no. Rob, you can call what it is, but
your
you
level
don't,
is consistently the lowest on the show.
Yeah, well,
which,
you know,
and you run the board.
That's true.
That says all you need to know because that is and it's low today again. It's low today. And it is a natural phenomenon. There was a time maybe 2-3 years ago where I went back and listened to one of our shows that was uploaded, and I was at this level, and you were over here. And I just don't know whether you're noticing it or not.
No, I think we all have it to a certain extent. But
it had nothing to do with our technical thing today.
Right. We should get an audiologist here because what they're going to decide is tell us what registers we're deaf to.
Can we do that? We did that on the old show. Years ago when we were all together, Don, Mike, Buzz, when we were
Mike,
all together.
And
I had the worst hearing of anybody. I really, but I'm also I think I'm the most anal retentive audiophile of any of us. If there's even something.
Well, when you listen at a level that you hear, you definitely hear it. If that makes any sense at all, it might have to be louder for you to hear it, but you definitely hear it.
Also, on my end, I benefit because I remember seeing jocks, even as an intern, say, hey, man, and I think Tim Virgin from WHFS, who's now in Chicago, said to me, hey, when you start doing this, I know everybody's going to want you to like really hear yourself. Do that for the first 5 years so you know when to register your voice.
Right.
And then turn those headphones down or else you'll be deaf like me when you're in your 40s.
I think it's an occupational hazard for anybody that does
probably
what we
do.
But the fact is that, you know, audio and sound, you'll listen to radio stations. Go around and listen to radio stations. Everybody, do not assume that all radio stations are created equal. You'll have certain radio stations that have audiophile engineers that have really tweaked and done a great job with the sound. You've got Howard's show. And by the way, Howard is the opposite of Rob because he turns himself up and puts his low end so high. When you go listen to any Howard Stern show and you will hear, hi, Robin, I'm doing this. And because he boosted his bass level.
Right.
And it was almost to the point, being an audiophile, when I would listen to him back when we were on the same radio station, it would drive me nuts. And you would hear everybody else flat and then.
Well, one of the things that I remember, Robin, was that we were going to do it this way.
By the way, let me tell you how I show prepped today. Right before I came in here, I got a compilation of all the great fights on the Howard Stern Show.
Oh, fine.
And, look at that.
And here's the cool thing about all the great fights on the Howard Stern Show. All the great fights on the Howard Stern Show did not involve Howard Stern.
Yes.
Because he's like the ringleader?
But I will tell you this. The man has achieved greater success than almost anyone in our business. the trail of bodies. You know,
well, they did it to themselves.
I've been a little. I never ever, ever since he was on our radio station, I never really listened to a lot of Howard. But I used to listen to him all the time when we were on the same radio station. The listening to some of these highlights that have happened recently with people that have been there,
right?
You know, it's like any other radio show. But you know, now Artie Lang is doing the Trail of Tears. You know, after
and he's
life,
looking
after
well.
Life with Howard, Artie
a lot
Lang.
Of fun, a lot of Artie fun to Lang. Hear. You Artie sit there, you're Lang. Like, oh man, oh, he's God. Just letting it all out.
And you know, and it's like Artie Lang goes in to talk to Opie.
Right.
About Howard. And that's like somebody going in and talking to a person. That's like going to a therapist who just got out of therapy.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned.
And it's they're just, in the same building down the hall.
And they're in the same building. And, you know, everybody wants to kind of hate on
each
other.
I get so excited thinking about that.
You,
as an audiophile.
Oh,
it is
you
so
love the
great.
Radio wars.
Yeah. So the idea that he's down the hall. From yeah. their corridor, and he's right. just laying it all out, and just for some
well,
context,
but you know, you're assuming you know, I'm going on the assumption that you got to take everything Artie is saying with a grain of truth,
Mike. It's yeah. on both sides. I'd like yeah, to hear his. Yeah. I like to hear Howard's side, but Howard hasn't said anything.
Well, Howard, look, let me tell you about Howard. You know what Howard's done with all of those people, and really, I'm the first one that will say. Howard's left some, literally, a trail of bodies.
Yeah.
Well,
and
I don't respect that.
Artie's not one of those guys, though. Artie, he's spun out.
The people within his jet stream are, you know, he's done amazing things for them. He's taken people out of total obscurity, and he's put
them
on the map. And then they get to a point, like anybody in a creative situation like that, where they kind of, maybe they get frustrated, they think they're better than they are, and a lot of them go on and then don't have the success after Howard. But it's just... It's stunning to listen to because when they are there, I'll give Artie Lang as a classic example. You know, his train wreck was on Howard's show for a long time. And make no mistake about it. I think that they cared about him and they tried to help him, but they didn't mind that train wreck at all. They didn't mind that train wreck at all. And now he's on there and he's bitching about it. And I look at Artie and I can't look at Artie Lang and say, is he okay? Is he
well,
okay
he's
today?
It's hard. He's battling addiction all the time.
All the time, and you just you know? Wonder how is he really, really doing? But when I saw this afterwards, I saw this compilation of the altercations, and Howard sits there on the throat, and then it's just like these. Little
so
hyenas that are feeding on each
Lord
other.
Lord of the Flies.
Do you remember when we put our foot in the water tank with the fish, and the fish would eat the dead skin off of our foot?
You and I loved it. That first couple of times, we loved it.
But
we
that's what it's like watching a fight on the Stern Show. They put it in and they all feed on the foot.
I pay the yearly sub for Sirius Satellite Radio. And
I don't.
When I
a lot of it's on YouTube.
See,
Mike.
Now he'll give us crap about saying we go to Costco, but he'll say that. I still have the competitive juices, but I'm not the one that maybe still flirts with the idea of getting a gig on Sirius.
Uh-huh. Mike, I've been subscribing ever since Howard went over there.
Yeah, I know. And you wouldn't say that if you... Considered them competition for podcasts
Mike,
like
we
I
bought
do,
a ton of stock, my family did, and lost a bundle of money
matter.
On Sirius.
That's just that you don't agree that that's not the exact same thing as you giving Rob crap about going to Costco. It is to me.
It's not
only
to me.
Worse.
Absolutely not
only
to me.
Only worse.
Absolutely not to me.
Because you keep all irons
no,
constantly
Mike,
warm.
I'm
dedicated
you're
to
not
this enterprise.
You're not listening to me.
Okay.
I was subscribing
by
to
the way,
satellite.
By the way, I have to be honest. Can I stop for
yeah,
a second?
Sure.
I gotta be honest. I just want to fight with Oscar because I want
that's
all
fine.
These fights
be fine.
Before the show.
I was
I'm
subscribing
really not
to
all that
satellite before I even knew I loved this
Look,
medium.
I'm not asking about the. I'm saying the issue is not whether you subscribe or not. The issue is that you're talking about it on this show.
Yeah. And if you need a board op,
you brought it up. You started that's talking like, about Howard.
Well, I was watching a compilation. I was watching like,
all the
on
fights
YouTube.
That happen on satellite
yeah.
radio.
Yeah, that's all I need. People really don't. The vast gulf on those shows, really, to be honest with
yes.
you, the gulf that you get, the waiting yes. that has to ensue, to be perfectly honest, and I have to pat myself on the back here, I like what we do in the condensed form. I think you get a lot more comedy and a lot more laughs in a short period of time, and it's condensed. With those shows, the only thing I really like is when they're doing that. So that's just
the you like the highlight
the
reel. You like the highlight reel.
I like when they're all feeding on each other because really, and this is another assessment, There are, you want to talk about a basket of deplorables?
Ah!
You know, you take, let's take, all right, in one side of the basket, you've got stuttering John Menendez.
Yes.
And on the other side of the basket, you've got Artie Lang. Now, Hillary, that is a basket of deplorables right there. That truly is. And then, you know, and then you throw in all these other shows that are involved with it. It doesn't make me proud to do what I do for a living. It really, there's a lot of really
why do
just
you have this
take
self-
no prisoners, you know, mentality, but that I look back on and I say to myself, I'm so glad that part ended for me a long time ago. I don't like it. Take no prisoners.
That's interesting from your perspective, because and look, I don't know enough about it, Mike, and forever, regardless of how you think I feel about you and the show, I'm always going to think about you as Mike from the Don and Mike and Mike O'Mara show, right? That's always
I don't mind that.
But listening to you growing up, and I don't know if it's necessarily fair, and I disagree with the basket of deplorables statement, because
make a note. Oscar disagrees with the basket of deplorables
because
he wants to make sure his relationship's at Sirius.
Well, no, Artie doesn't work for Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, but he's up there. He travels in those.
But he doesn't work with them. This is the first time he's been on one of those shows in a long time. And
all right, let me just Oscar would like to say that Stuttering John Menendez and Artie Lang are two guys that are
princes of human beings. The genius of those shows is the way that they set up the conflict.
Well,
that you and Don used to do that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That I would sit there and be like, man.
Well,
like,
we do. We have conflict. We set up the conflict on this show too.
Yes.
Conflict sells. What I'm saying is that when I realize the volume of people that have come through that Howard Stern show, it's you know, there's a lot. You talk about a trail of tears.
But then again,
you could say the same thing about me. You know, you could say that there are people that have gone through. I just have not attained the success of Howard Stern. Thank you. That goes without saying. No, I don't know what my point is. I just watch it and I say, I'm glad that I at 57 years of age, I'm not sure that I track with the pettiness of all of it anymore. That's it. That's the thing.
And also, can I throw this in?
It's so petty. When there are cemeteries with Stuttering John and Artie Lang and Howard, and nobody's going to really give a rat's ass about any of that stuff. You know, when you're talking about other people, you're talking about George Carlin.
What about Jackie the Joke Man?
And Jackie the Joke Man Martling, you know, that was Howard in his infancy, and Jackie would write feverishly for anybody. Jackie would sit there with a yellow notepad and hand jokes. Jackie, when Don and I went on to introduce some, I think it was Garvin's Comedy Club, and we went on to introduce some people on stage, and I think the guy, one of the comedians, was busting on us. Jackie was writing us jokes to use against the comedian.
No, but
I used to run board for Howard before I was hired, and in the days before the show was the entity that it is now, there would be. It was a quieter show. It was a slower show. You could hear Jackie Sharpie. I would be the studio, and I would hear, I knew a joke was coming because that's the way he operated.
And really, and I think when you say, what do I think of Jackie the Joke Man?
Well, he walked away,
but I will also tell you that I think in the early days, Howard owes a lot to Jackie. I really do.
I think so too.
He truly did a lot of great material, and he was, you know, one of these guys that was over there feverishly writing. But he also, you know, bought into the whole thing. And everybody wants to get a little bit more, and everybody gets a little frustrated, and then you know you kind of get eviscerated, and that's just that's a part. If I could have this entire business without any of that crap, but it's impossible. You can't get that. You can't have a bunch of people collaborating, and then somebody goes somewhere else without having that tension.
Yes.
Either on air or off. Most of ours is off.
Most people that leave, though, they regret it.
From Howard's show.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, people that left our show, they regret it. They won't ever admit it, but they regret it.
But here's the great thing. I don't occupy one moment thinking about that anymore. I did, you know, I will like in the first months that's happening,
sure.
But I don't after the fact. I really, because this is, I'll go on record saying this, that people that I have worked with where it hasn't always been a pleasant environment, and if it ends badly or if many of my memories are not positive, maybe call it petty or call it a survival mechanism. For my method of survival is that I choose to just move forward and not occupy myself with, you know, a lot of people have asked me about when are we going to get a little reunion together, whether with all the guys that we have worked with. It works better in the now. This is a very now type of business, and I like it that way. And I don't for one second begrudge anybody that I've worked for. They've done great work, and they continue to do very, very good work. And the fact is, it's so hard for me. This is all me. I'm not putting this on anybody else. For me to say, yeah, that'd be fantastic. No, that would be the emotional feelings that I would have to go through, and the uptightness and all that. I'm not sure I'd want to go there again. So that's kind of what I move on. If someone moves to some other area and then they kind of do something where I feel it's a slight, I'm not all that bent about it. I want to just move. I want it to be in my rearview mirror. I'll give you a great example. If somebody in my social world does something where I'm not happy about it, or I have a new friend and maybe they say something or they do something, I will literally in about a month's time have trouble remembering their names, because it's just,
you tune them out.
Move out of it. I move out of it. I don't like to do that. When it comes to people I work with on a daily basis, I will hold grudges as long as they are working with me. So I'll remember.
Duly noted.
Huh. All right. Yeah, okay. Let me jot that down.
No, yes. But I don't know what I'm trying to say here. It's just,
I'm sure
I look at
that
and
out.
It's
let me
entertaining.
Add to it.
It's entertaining, but it's entertaining when you watch that highlight reel in the way it would be entertaining to be in a schoolyard in the circle around the two guys that are fighting. Yeah, you're going to be entertained by it, but at the end of it, you're going to probably feel a little dirty. You're going to feel like you got a little on you. And that's just inevitable, and everybody that enjoys that doesn't mind having that on them. And for me, I'm more aware of getting it on me. And although I watch that differently than anybody else, I think that's kind of the way the people that are there feel.
Can I add to that something? Because we've been together a long time. And if you go back, say, 20 years, and it's 1996, and that's when the guy
graduated high school.
And just by the skin of your teeth.
Barely.
And it was sort of the apex of the guy talk, hot talk, whatever you want to call it.
1996?
Yeah.
No, I would say when JFK had Don and Mike, ONA, Ron and Fez.
It's before that.
Before that for you guys? Yeah.
But I will say, and I think Mike will agree with me, it is so of the moment. At that time, it was a super conflict-driven, negativity-driven of content, and that's where the funny was. Yeah. And at the time, it felt okay somehow. Because it was of the now. But when I look back.
It was hard radio to come in and do every day.
Yeah, but when I look back on it and compare it to where we are now. And
I don't think it's fair to compare a 5-hour show to what we've
done. No, I'm going to say this. Don't compare the length of the show. Compare the overall theme and content and feeling of the show.
Quality of life, A, this is 10 times better. B.
But I'm talking just about there's a more positive nature of the show now. And if you live in the now, it feels right now. And when I look back to, say, 15, 20 years ago, it felt right then.
You want to get some oxygen before you finish that? Yes. You sound like you're going to lose your breath there.
No, I think I'm going to be
all
right.
How are your lungs, by the way?
You know what? I think I'm actually now better than I've been in over a month. But there are allergy issues at play now. So it's like I can't win.
Jesus Christ.
I know. It sucks. But I will say
we ought to have a bit when we get to the show on November. Who's sicker?
It's a game.
Hi, everybody.
Let's bring up our nurse practitioner.
I got out of bed today, and I kind of sprung out of bed, and I was saying to myself, oh, my God, that's how bad my limbs and joints and everything are. And I was just like going, hey, look at me, running down the hallway. Yes.
Well, you're mobile now.
Well, no, what it is now, it's completely fickle.
Yeah.
I'll feel that way, and then I'll get up after the show, and I'll go, I want to be. I called my bone doctor yesterday. I want to be bionic.
Are you going back to the same guy?
I don't know whether I am or I'm not.
Mike,
but
you
got
a new dealership.
That scares me more. That scares me more. Going back to a new guy. But getting back to I don't want to get us back on track. Oscar, be my psychoanalyst now. I look at that, and I too share your fascination, and Rob probably likes to look in on that too.
Occasionally,
we all have a fascination with the moments of conflict when we see it. Probably like everybody else, but at the same time, when I look at it, it brings back memories that I don't necessarily
dig.
Don't like to be in the middle of
can
it.
Can I give you my perspective?
Yes.
And again, like I said, from a fan's perspective and someone that's blessed to sit here with you guys on a daily basis, it's interesting that you would have that negative recall to the days of conflict on the radio, because you created such dramatic conflict with Don, right?
We had a lot of conflict, and we
like
had
best of material that people probably never hear on the radio again.
Yeah, they won't. And that's the thing. But I look back, like, for example, one of the things they were talking about with Howard was Dana Plato, who came on his show, and then they wanted to take a hair sample to drug test her,
right,
to see if she was really, you know, so much has changed since those days. And when you look at Howard Stern, and Howard's been in the forefront with all the Trump stuff that's been on there.
He's also evolved as a host.
But Howard is brilliant enough to do the radio that he's done for as long as he's done, but also brilliant enough, I think, to stay above the fray. But at night, when he goes to sleep, when he closes his eyes, that success, all success, has
a price.
Has a very significant price.
Now, the mental price.
What about the price? And then another perspective.
I remember John DiBella, Rob, in Philadelphia.
Yes.
Where that was a horrible radio war.
One of the worst.
That got extremely personal. People, I think that, you know, there were incredible emotional scars left with that, including, death. I mean, it was with his wife coming on, with Howard. I mean, Howard, you want to talk about take no prisoners. And, you know, that's the thing. It's like a great bar fighter, okay? He's probably the greatest bar brawler in our business. And you know what makes a great bar brawler? I'll tell you what makes a great bar brawler, and it's why I wasn't a good one. Mm. You, when you go, they're going to have to pull you off the guy. And they would never 100% have to.
Go.
They would never have to pull me off the guy. I never had that chip. And I probably got my ass kicked a couple of times because of it.
Well, I think we all have. I think that's not what – I don't have that chip either. And, Rob, I think this is why you might be alluding to being this show being a more positive program overall.
I think so. Has a positive energy, yeah.
And that's,
oh, shut up. And that, I just thought I'd throw that
and
in there.
And that's great. The logic is – and maybe I'm romanticizing it too much. But if you're working – even at JFK when it was the superstation, right?
Uh-huh.
And when you're working at a Howard Stern when it's on K-Rock,
okay,
right? Yeah. And then your early years of satellite where Artie was still there. In my eyes, they're all adults. They're all professionals. They all knew what they were getting into. Nothing beforehand said, oh my God, this is going to be like an HR director's dream. Everybody's going to be fair. It's going to be fun. They decided to get into that business.
The people that are working with and around Howard?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, but, you know, don't ignore the elephant in the room, which is the dollar signs.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
The money was rolling in. That's the way that went down. I think that...
So I don't feel bad for any of those people because of A, their own decision to choose that
you don't
path,
get in that situation without trying.
And B, the dollars that come with that type of exposure.
Let me button this up by saying, when I hear Artie talk about Howard saying something nice about Ellen, and I hear Artie, you know, just lambasting.
I was saying
Howard
he's changed. She's changed. Something.
He's
yeah.
changed. You know, it doesn't make you tougher, Artie, if you're going to say something nice about somebody you might like. You can come on and, do 20 minutes on how a movie didn't have enough gratuitous violence, and then in the same breath you can talk about a symphony that you liked. That life is full of that kind of complexity. The thing that I hated about that type of radio, and we still do it, but we don't do it as much, we allow ourselves on this show to be grown-ups occasionally, okay? Mm-hmm. We allow ourselves to get on, and I can read a eulogy about my mom occasionally, or I can pay tribute to somebody like Prince, and we can really be... You don't have to give that up to try to be funny and edgy and maybe call BS on people that need to be called BS
yes.
on. With those shows, and I put Howard and ONA, kind of the New York thing in that zone.
Right.
Where you've got it. To a certain extent, in the podcast world, I would give Carolla that. All these guys have a real problem with showing you the inner cookie. Believe it or not, they'll talk about everything. You'll think they're laying it bare, but what they lay bare is all kind of nasty, nasty stuff. I think that I like the fact that on this show we can occasionally show a side that is real, that is honest, without being called a candy ass by somebody like Artie Lang, who obviously has a lot of trouble.
And he's hurt because Howard has disassociated himself with Artie, right?
Artie's a hurting guy. A truly hurting guy. And you know what? It's when you hear a lot of these guys, there are a lot of guys that are in that jet stream that are they're obviously hurting people. And that's fine. And sometimes it can be hysterically funny. But once in a while, I like the freedom not to be able to come on here and occasionally have a softer moment without being, man, what a sellout. No, I like Brooklyn. I like the movie Brooklyn, Mike, about the Irish girl that marries the Italian guy and comes back. I like that movie, okay? I'm not a candy ass.
That's not the show. No one's ever done that here.
I know.
Like,
I
we make fun of Rob for loving his family, but that's because we can't love our family the way he does. That's jealousy.
That's true.
Yeah. Right?
But I think what it is also is that...
And you know what? I'll tell you this. I can't love my family like that because, well, most of them are gone now.
Oh, boy.
Such a candy ass.
Mike, you have two families.
Yeah, I know I do. You're blessed with much family.
Yes. You're like King Tut,
but
multiple wives and multiple kids.
I think most of the people in our business, be it podcast, terrestrial, anything.
All of what?
I think a lot of the people that we've been discussing are in many ways slightly, if not broken, damaged. We are damaged
but,
people.
But everybody evolves. Everybody evolves. Mike, you've evolved.
And we all
evolve. Howard's
evolved.
Evolving. Yes. Yeah. Howard's evolving. So, Howard happens to be evolving by going on whatever that music show, The Voice, right?
No, he was on America's Got Talent. He stopped doing it, and Simon Cowell took his spot.
Yes. Is Howard on TV doing
any
of that
anymore? Not this time.
He's starting a new show called America's Got Money.
Also, Mike, Opie from Opie and Anthony said that it was exhausting. It was exhausting.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because what it is at the end of the day is there's not enough money. And I mean this.
Right.
I mean this with all sincerity. I come in every day wanting to do this. Because of the stuff we do. Okay, do we have fights? Yes. Do we get edgy? Yes. Do we go over the line? Yes, we still do all that. But by and large, I still come in because I never know where it's going to go, and I still love it. I'm not sure if I was forced, certainly, to make that pivot to satellite where, you know, they had to get edgier.
Because people were going there for that reason, right?
They wanted to hear it. Opie is right. It is exhausting to do that, and I don't know if I would have been. I don't know if I would have come out on the other end.
And I have to give full credit to Chad, because Opie was on Big O and Dukes, and Chad asked him about the Don and Mike feud, and he said, "Look, man," he goes, "I got to tell you, it was absolutely exhausting, and I couldn't." I think he said something along the lines that you can't imagine doing that. Again, like it just
it's really difficult to be in the middle of that. And listeners love it. They love the conflict. But when you're doing it and even when that's it if you're involved personally. But even if you've got people that you're kind of manipulating into those situations to have conflict because you know it's going to get ratings, and you got to come in with kind of that negative attitude, and you got to be edgy, and you got to say things that are shocking. Not a fun world sometimes to be in the middle of it.
You're digging for negativity before you even get started.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
That's your first take on it.
That comment I made of there's not enough money. Well, if there was Howard money, I'd go back and do all of it. Thank you. We're late. We have to start the show, Rob. We'll do the mailbag coming up.
Okay.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
It's sad when a mother has to speak the words that condemn her own son. But I couldn't allow them to believe that I would commit murder. They'll put him away now, as I should have years ago. He was always bad. And in the end, he intended to tell them I killed those girls and that man. As if I could do anything except just sit and stare, like one of his stuffed birds. Well, they know I can't even move a finger, and I won't. I'll just sit here and be quiet, just in case they do suspect me. They're probably watching me. Well, let them. Let them see what kind of a person I am. I'm not even going to swat that fly. I hope they are watching. They'll see. They'll see, and they'll know. And they'll say, why, she wouldn't even harm a fly.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show on the air and online everywhere. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe. Why? I'll tell you. Because they get it. And if you're here, you will too. Phone lines, forget about them. Did that yesterday.
Right.
Yesterday's behind us. Tomorrow's ahead of us. Today's today. Go! Our show today brought to you by CISO. If you like comedy, you're going to love CISO. CISO. I love the name of this.
Right.
CISO. S-E-E-S-O. Comedy for comedy nerds like moi. If you asked me what I would look for in all of my programming, if I could get nothing else, it would be comedy. I love it. CISO is fantastic. It's the new on-demand, ad-free streaming service that brings you the best comedy ever all in one place. Bingeable comedy anytime, anywhere, on virtually any device with no commercials. CISO has every episode of SNL ever, including new episodes the day after they air. Also, The Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon, and Late Night with Seth Meyers the day after they air as well. If you like the British comedies, who doesn't? Who doesn't like me, the Monty Python?
Right.
It's got the entire Monty Python catalog. I mean, when you talk about vintage SNL and being able to catch up with the recent SNL, which everybody knows Rob and I are addicted to, we have to watch it.
We do.
Even though we don't always like to, we have to watch it. We love it, and we watch it. But the vintage episodes that you get, a service like CISO that has every single episode, this is, I'm going to give you instructions, okay?
Okay?
These are what I want our listeners to do. If you are under the age of 35, please, 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 please go back to the 1970s and watch some of the vintage Saturday Night Live. Please do that. If you do, you will not be disappointed. Look at what was required viewing for me back when I was in high school. You'll absolutely love these, and they've got great stuff. They really
You're ignoring the new stuff, too, though, but there is this one show called Bajillion Dollar Properties. With
you watch that, right?
Oh, my God. Paul F. Tompkins might be the funniest man in the world, and he plays. It's a parody of those, like, flip-it shows where you buy a house, you make it better. It is like nothing you've ever seen.
I'm already in. I gotta
you
got to
see this.
What's it called? Bajillion Dollar Properties?
Yeah, Bajillion Dollar Properties. He plays a nuts, like, land developer. It's one and you're in. You're gone. Bajillion Dollar Properties. Do not miss it.
Right now, our listeners can try CISO free for 2 months when you use promo code TMOS at checkout. After that, only $3.99 a month. Just go to SEESO.com right now to sign up for 2 months free with the promo code TMOS at checkout. That's CISO.com, promo code TMOS. The critics have spoken. CISO is the future of comedy. Woo! And without further ado, we got to get to it. Not all about me, not about anybody we're talking about in the business. It's all about you, the listener. That's why we're going to play. How are we doing? All right, there we go. All right, very good. Well, it's tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Thursday. Yeah, you're on time with that. Hey, Rob, do we have any presents in the mailbag? You want me to say it?
Yeah.
You little freak?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact, right?
There you go.
Lori Sandlin, Canada.
He wanted me to say it.
Has sent us more snacks. The highlight snack, of course, 14 Slim Jims. Thank you, Lori, for sending those along.
Do we have any Slim Jim aficionados in the studio? I'm curious.
I'm not a big Slim Jim guy myself. How about you, Oscar?
Anyone? You know, I'll bite into a Slim Jim.
You snap into a Slim Jim.
You know, I like to channel the ghost of Randy Macho Man Savage.
Oh, please do.
All right, hold on just a second. Let's bring him in, all right,
please.
I'm sorry, we need the angels.
Thank you very much.
There we go. Now bring in the harp. Thank you very much. And now open the door. All right. Randy?
This is like a place for a Slim Jim. This is like a good place for a Slim Jim.
This looks
like a good place for a Slim Jim.
Why not bite into a Slim Jim? Why snap?
Bite into a Slim Jim. Do whatever you want with it. I gotta go back to heaven.
Thought he'd sound better after death.
Oh, yeah.
Sharon Bailey was kind enough to, she said she would do this on the Wide Open Wednesday. Sent you the Al Yankovic kids book for baby Michael, so we'll be sending that along to you. She also sent us Starbucks gift cards.
All right, I don't want that. That looks wonderful. How's the text in it, Rob?
It's not
I would like for children's books.
A reading.
All right, I'll open to a random page.
And my perspective on children's books.
Okay, here's a random page.
Give
Ready?
Us your best Weird Al.
My walls will be filled with awards that I've gotten for toast and a stick, and my Twinkies au gratin.
Oh, I like it. Okay. Send it along.
Okay,
right,
very good. We'll send that along.
I know it instantaneously whether it's going to be a...
Jennifer Eiler sent us 6 boxes of Girl Scout cookies because she was so pleased.
6?
Yes, that we were...
Give them to the kids. Give them to the interns. Give them to Pony.
Yeah,
give them to
none.
All the youngsters.
She said that she was very tickled that she could listen to the podcast while she was distributing all the cookies, which is, as you know, a horrible job.
Can I see the cookies? You know, because I can't eat them down here.
We've got your Caramel Delight.
Which is actually a Samoa.
Did they change the name of Samoans?
I believe in certain parts of the United States, there is a trademark deal where they have to call them Caramel Delights instead of Samoas. Yeah.
Oh, my.
Girl Scout S'mores.
S'mores. That's a new flavor,
right? And another three-pack. Yes, sir.
All right. Very cool.
And the mystery delivery of the week, it had no card. It had nothing. 4 boxes of Quisp cereal.
Oh, Quisp?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. You know who was talking about... Quisp was Morning Joe was talking about Quisp.
Crunchy corn cereal.
What is your take on Quisp, Rob?
I've never had it. I think it predates me.
What does it appear to be similar to?
It appears to be like sort of like Sugar Pops. It's a
best before March 6th, 2006.
No.
Oh, no.
No.
Seriously?
No. You're lying.
It's Collector's Island, it looks like.
It really is vintage Quisp.
Are you lying?
Yeah,
really?
I'm lying. It's a 17.
All right. Can you, Oscar, pop open the box and just reach in there and go,
let's see what we got
Oscar's
here.
Oscar's not going to do
He's
it.
He's not going to have
Oscar
anything
doesn't
to do
want
it.
You suspect, don't want to, like, reach in there?
Suspect cereal. Suspect.
Let's see. Okay.
All right. Rob's going to try a little bit here.
You know what? It smells
unsweet. Do you want to pour them in your mouth? Is it?
Oh, my God.
This video is going to use it as eulogy.
It smells unsweetened.
It does? What do you think?
It is... less than sweet.
Quisp.
It's less than sweet right there. I'm got a problem.
It's some sweet to it. It has sort of a Sugar Pop sort of thing, but I don't like the texture.
Okay. All right.
I think there's a good reason that you don't find Quisp on store shelves anymore.
All right. I'm giving Speewack the thumbs up on that one. I don't want that sent down here. Thank you very much.
And that's that closes Gift Corner, Mike.
Thank you
wonderful.
So much.
Let's get right to it. Yes.
More gift cards, less cereal.
Yeah, please. Less vintage cereal.
We're getting into the holidays. And please, don't forget to patronize our advertisers.
Yes,
okay? Of course.
If you buy a pet smart feeder this week, and you also get yourselves a CISO subscription and continue to patronize Amazon through our webpage,
Mike,
we'll be very
happy.
Mike,
you can buy gift cards through our Amazon portal.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Load them up. Anyway, bonus show subscriber Brian Thomas celebrates advancing another year deeper into his D-bag 30s on October 31st, and he had to submit his own birthday greeting. This is going to be the best Halloween ever. The very greedy Patrick Garrett would like to get some birthday love from Dr. Salsa. Dr. Salsa?
Yes.
Dr. Salsa. Oh, my goodness gracious. Dr. Salsa. Yes, sirree.
It may be late.
Fantastic. Dr. Salsa.
Always got a theme song.
That's exciting. Dr. Salsa. Okay.
Oh.
There we go. All right, Dr. Salsa.
He may not be certified, but he always has a theme song.
Certified and fun.
Very exciting. He may be hitting on your wife, but he always has a theme song.
First, he hits your knee. Penny, it's on your wife.
All right, Mike, let me just hold on. I'm going to turn this off for a second.
All right.
I just have to have a talk with myself.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
You know I do this. Mike. Yeah, Mike. You're a dip.
Hey.
Why is that? Put your, you know, every day you have to come in here. You've got a computer. You have little holes in the side of the computer, and you have to insert things into that computer, all right? It's not like you're weightlifting, okay? You weak-assed, fat. What I want you to do is I want you to put the little plugs into the computer all the way, like sexual intercourse, okay? You stupid, fat, Irish, fat f***. Put the things into the computer the way they're supposed to go. Dip. I thought that was a little over the top.
That was nice.
I thought that was a little harsh. It's not harsh. All I ask you to do, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You have 5. You have a camera plug, you have 2 USB ports, and you have a headphone jack so that people can hear the audio you play every goddamn day, fat ass.
I think that's way over the top.
I don't. Screw you.
All right, thank you. Sorry about that. I just wanted to give myself a little talking to.
Oh, all right.
Sorry about that.
The table is set.
We weren't listening.
Let me start again here with this. I am breaking a little bit of a sweat right now. The very greedy Patrick Garrett would like to get some birthday love from Dr. Salsa. God damn it.
Oh, dear.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Hold on.
Hey, and now what did you do? That's right. You had the volume down. You had the volume down, you dip. That's why Don always ran the board, because you couldn't cut it.
You didn't have to go there.
I did have to go there. Get it right.
Sorry about that. Rob, that even makes you uncomfortable when I do that.
I don't like conflict, even if it's from within.
Yeah, okay, very good. Let me read it one more time. The very greedy Patrick Garrett would like to get some birthday love from Dr. Salsa. Yeah, there you go. Fantastic. Is that possible? Please advise. Is that it, or does it continue?
No, that's the end of his letter.
Okay. That's all we needed the salsa for?
Well, he wanted to hear from Dr. Salsa.
Dr. Salsa.
Oh, Dr. Salsa.
Yeah.
I don't remember Dr.
Hello,
Salsa.
Hello, Mike.
Voice.
Yes.
Your white wife is beautiful.
It's Dr. Salsa. Hi,
that's
how you doing?
That was it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Salsa. How are you doing with your physical therapy? Yeah, I do three of them. I don't care. I'm leaving right now. I'm going back to the Philippines. Or wherever I'm from.
I just got here, yes. But I'm leaving.
Yes. Tuesday of this week marked the birthday of a great man, the Squire. Jack Kent Cooke was born October 25th, 1912. He would have been 104. I would love to visit with Jack Kent Cooke tomorrow.
I would love
to have him discuss the fact that the Redskins are going to be playing the Cincinnati Bengals in London, 9 o'clock Sunday morning. I love these AM games. It's fantastic to watch them. And maybe the Squire can come in and discuss the fact that he is not 100% for these European contests.
He was into international women, not international games.
There you go. That sets it up. We'll do that tomorrow, ladies.
Yeah, he liked women of the American continents.
Latin America.
Also, on a Tuesday of this week, happy birthday to Mark Swanson, who turned the ominous age of 50. Ooh, scared kids. 50. Bob Nelson has a birthday coming up on November 3rd and describes himself as an interesting combination of Mike and Rob. Pony, how are you going to do with those edits today? You going to have fun?
It's going to be great.
Yeah. Okay, so
I can't wait.
He'll be up late. Else,
if nothing else, you can. Betty's good looking. Happy 46 to Christine Ketchaw. She's like a greeting from Oscar's ex-neighbor, Donald. Who is he still with us, Oscar?
Donald? Hey! Yeah. Hi, Oscar!
Sounds like the gingerbread man.
It does. Rob, when he does me, too.
I thought of your underwear. Hope you don't mind. Oh. I sniffed them, too. Oh, Christine, happy birthday. Back to Oscar's underwear. I saw a little stain there. I got that.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Happy birthday, Christine.
Oh, that's nasty.
Character voices.
Hello, Mike, Rob, Oscar, and to a far lesser extent, any interns in the studio today. Well, that's not kind.
Well,
Ashley Mack.
Tonight I overindulged with some fine Indiana microbrews and was in no shape to safely get home without assistance. I made the smart decision to use Mike O'Mara show code, the Mike O'Mara show code, and get a ride from Lyft.
Yes!
In my social state of mind, I shared my love affair with the Mike O'Mara show with a fine young gentleman who carefully shuttled me to my domicile. And luckily, he gets it. So, I just want to thank you all for helping me stay safe and responsible and take this opportunity to not only thank my Lyft driver, but welcome a new listener to the Mike O'Mara family. Woo! Thanks for the help, Scott.
Hello, Scott. Thanks for driving me home.
And thank you, Mike, Rob, Oscar, and interns for bringing the funny Mike in Indianapolis. Hey, a shout out to all our indie fans.
Cool.
We love that in Indianapolis. That's good. Rob, Oscar, Pony, and most of all, Mike, last Sunday, I left my fast-failing 50s behind for my double douchebag 60s. Hooray, I guess. Oh, well, at least my new doctor informs me that my diabetes is under control. That's the best news I've received all year. Well, that and the fact that I'm still a paid-up subscriber to the bonus show, woo, and I'm still ordering through my TMOS Amazon Prime account. Plus, every time I tell people how old I am, their mouths drop open and they say, wow, I thought you were in your 30s.
Hey.
Perhaps there's hope yet. Honestly, guys, your show gets me through my 150 miles per day courier route with more funny than seems humanly possible and makes it easier to ignore the road-raging morons driving all around me. Keep it up, Rick Drace.
Nice.
Thank you, Rick.
Great letter. Great letter.
I want to, when he said courier, do you think he's not one of them bicycle couriers, is he?
Not for 150 miles, I hope.
He just moves high-grade drugs.
Yeah. And he's got the sugars.
Yeah.
Hi, get boys. My name,
my name is Sarah. I'm a longtime listener, but only by choice for the past several years. Okay. Hi, my name is Sarah. I'm a longtime listener, but only by choice for the past several years. Okay, so does that mean she discovered us? Is that what that sentence means?
She used to listen, but not by choice. The letter explains it.
Okay, so she listened by force?
Well, yes. Maybe somebody in her life.
Okay.
Listened.
Well, here it goes. Mike, read the whole letter, okay? Come on, will you do that?
Keep the volumes up!
You see, My dreamy husband, Brian Hamm, has been listening to you guys forever. He would listen, and I would roll my eyes almost every time he put you guys on. He was blown away that I bought him a Mangrate for Father's Day one year because he thought I wasn't really listening to the show. But I have to admit, I'm now a giant fan.
Yes!
Yay! Yes.
We talk about you guys like your family. How is Oscar's dad doing? Any trips to King's Dominion lately? Did you hear little Michael the other day? Sorry, Pony, I can't think of anything we would talk about for you.
That is so that's nice. So I can think of something for you to eat.
Hey! 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 Hey!
How dare you?
He's an angry boy.
Could you please wish my handsome, thoughtful, and inspiring husband a happy birthday? This is his big 4-0, and he keeps getting hotter every year. He has all of my heart and always will. Love, Sarah Ham, the luckiest ham in the world.
No relation to the Vienna hams, Mike.
Not the, they're a different series
that's a
of
different,
hams.
That's a different style of ham.
Sarah, do you have a sister? A single sister?
There you go.
That was so loving. That was so loving.
Dear Mike and the gang, although I have been a fan for more than 20 years, listening to the Mike O'Mara show is a new experience for my beautiful new Italian Brazilian wife. Oh, well, we've got the,
Ken
we've got the soundboard up, and let me turn it up. I'll remember this time. This is exciting. There we are. That's the Italian Brazilian.
Hey! A little flavor.
My beautiful new Italian Brazilian wife. Soraya!
Oh, yeah.
She's FOB, as Oscar would say, which is great because she not only has a sexy accent, but she's still got that new wife smell.
God. What a thing!
Anyway, Soraya celebrated her birthday last Sunday. One week after mine, she has already become a TMOS fan. She loves the character voices, especially the newer ones like sassy, sweet Jennifer Wisniewski. Yeah, we're having some problems with Jennifer's microphone today. We'll rectify that.
Yes, Jennifer took a sick day, Mike.
Yeah, sorry about that. And her absolute favorite, the disagreeable Nikki Diamond. Nikki's going to be on the show today.
Yes, he is.
Are we running late for Nikki?
Nikki is standing by. He had to cancel an appointment, but he'll be there.
Oh, he's not going to be happy. He hates it when we don't get home at his appointed time. Anyway, thank you for all the joy you bring. Sincerely, Jim Sanville. That's a
congratulations.
Nice job.
New wife smell. Like that a lot.
The
let's motor through. We are, I don't even know where we are in time today. Dearest Mike, Rob, Oscar, and interns, we would like to start this letter by saying thank you. Stop it. We would like to say thank you for years of laughs you have given us in both the good times and the bad. We talk about you guys as if you were close friends that we see every day. Our constant references to your inside jokes annoy our mother to no end since she refuses to listen. Our father's birthday was on Monday, just like a crybaby old woman. I'm sorry. Our father's birthday was on Monday, and just like a crabby old woman, he refuses to tell anyone how old he is. Mm. He's 56.
Whoa.
If you could please read him our letter, we would be very grateful. Thank you all for consistently being the cherry atop our everyday Sunday, even if that Sunday looked less like ice cream and more like S. See, I said the letter pony instead of the whole
I appreciate
word.
It.
By the way, our father's name is Keith Arnie.
Arnie!
Love the Arnie brothers. The letter follows. Oh, so this is that's the setup to
that's
the letter?
That's the preview to the letter,
it's got to be worth it. You kept it in, Mike.
Okie doke. Dearest father, should we have some music for this?
Something sweet?
Nice.
Maybe
yeah.
some sad? Should we have sad music or sweet music?
No,
what
I think
do you
it's
think?
Sweet. I think it's absolutely a sweet
something
thing.
Sweet.
Well, do you have sweet music?
Give me a moment. I did not expect it. I think this music is quite appropriate.
Yeah, of course you do.
All right, here's
now you got to get the sweet.
Here's some now sweet music. Here we go. Here we go. Ready?
All right, here we go. Dearest father. See, so much better, Rob. See?
Yes, I agree.
Dearest father, though time has come and gone, yes, your beard. All right, I'm starting this again.
All right.
See, it's not a declarative statement at that first stanza, so when you say that and then you say yes afterwards, it doesn't make any sense. Do you understand?
What's a stanza?
It's like the opening little stanza of the letter. It says, dearest father, glasses though time has come and gone, yes. Right? Is
well,
that the way I'm supposed
well,
to say?
Yeah,
though time has come and gone, yes.
No, though time has come and gone. And then there's a couple supporting statements. Yes, your beard is gray. And yes, your beard now looks like your body looks like. But he's going on.
Well, I would
on.
Say, though, much time has passed.
All right, that's fine.
I think if you edit it on the fly, that'd be amazing.
Dearest father. Well, can we start the music again?
Yes, yeah. Of course.
Okay. Take two.
And we can even
break this
sing
into two
into
shows today. Dearest father, though time has passed, Yes, your beard is gray, and yes, your body now looks like a curdling mound of cottage cheese. But what is that compared to the blessings you have bestowed upon all those whom have crossed your path? Though we pray you live many years more when you... I'm sorry. No. No, it's sloppy as crap.
I'm
sorry.
Mike, you gotta teach him. You gotta teach him.
I can't. I mean, Rob, help me out here just a little bit. I mean, Rob, the words are in 50 different places. They're just not.
How would you read it?
Sadly, Mike, that is after I edited it. It was the worst week for letters ever. Let me see. I would go this way.
See, he only volunteers that
After he sends me into the cage.
No.
That's right. Let Mike take the heat.
Yeah. Let the third tiger come in.
No.
We're not going to read it. It's nonsensical. It's just not well written.
It's horribly written. I grant you that.
It's horribly written, and he's trying to be smarter than he is. Yes. I'm sorry. I hate to be the bearer of bad news here. You're trying to do some shtick. First of all, you have a setup letter that's like 2.5 pages, and I'm sorry. Sometimes I've got to just exercise a little discipline here.
I understand.
What would you like to say?
I would like to say
it's the worst week of letters ever. Don't leave my ass hanging out to dry.
No, I'm not trying to leave your ass out to dry. I'm saying that when people try to be too clever,
right.
I try to preserve the theme, the flavor of the letter they wrote. Otherwise, why should I...
How about a little tip? How about just putting the ones in that are clever, which are... There are many of them.
That's
true.
The ones
that try to be clever that aren't, I'm sorry, that's just the way the cookie crumbles.
All right, from now on, we will raise the bar. If you can't cut it, folks, no letters. None. Yeah.
It's a very nice letter for the father, but Rob had to edit it too much, so there it is.
Don't just look at it. Eat it.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
That's right.
I mean, I labored through the ridiculously long intro and then got into the letter, which was, though time has passed, yes. What? It made no sense. Anyway, here's our last letter.
It's a damning of the public schools is what it is.
Hello, Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony. You heard what Rob said. It was the worst week of letters ever.
The worst.
I just found out with all of you. Joel Fawcett turned the big 3-1 yesterday. Hooray for Joel. Although already climbing the corporate ladder at his place of employment, this fledgling douchebag doesn't even have an MBA, let alone an EMBA. All he has is just some business BS. See? You didn't have to edit this
Did
you?
No.
You didn't have to edit this one. I can tell already. Could the resident veteran douchebag Oscar Santana extol the virtues of circling back for my beloved big brother, sincerely, Andrew Fawcett from some college? P.S. I'm not a business major, so I'm not sure what circle back means. My current field of study is the TMOS FanDuel League. Oscar, any advice for this gentleman?
Yes. Look, let's take a 30,000-foot approach to this. Being out of business school, you almost lose all the jargon, Mike. But it's important to think about how you're going to vertically integrate your life into your brother's life, right?
All right.
And how you can actually scale that life up to something that's meaningful. And not just do something for yourself to line your pockets and actually think about the profit, but also do something for society, a social mission.
Thank you very much. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the end of the mailbag.
Yes.
And I'd just like to announce that after that mailbag, I will be taking a Caribbean vacation.
All right.
Thank you. We'll be right back. And thank you so much for listening.
Hey, it's your buddy Oscar Santana.
And this is Todd Moore.
You know us from Tech 411, the tech show that's sweeping the nation.
That's right, and we are here to help get you all your tech news, reviews, and apps you need to own.
It's very simple, and it's absolutely free.
So subscribe on iTunes and check us out on the Moore Broadcasting Network.
And for the record, we're not banging.
There it is. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Slots Champion. Introducing the latest in mobile gaming. I'm going to give you a straight read on this time, Todd. Slots Champion is the newest game from TM Soft. It's inspired by my gambling addiction. That's right, yours truly. Todd saw me in Las Vegas sitting at a slot machine all day, and he said, I want a piece of that. Explore the beautiful Slots Champion Casino, where players win big. You can visit the bad place without even leaving your home. Our luxurious video slots are paying out so fast, we filed for bankruptcy.
Play multiple themed slot machines from the classic three-wheel to a Wheel of Fortune knockoff so accurate that it has our lawyers worried. It's endless fun. Level up to unlock new machines, make higher max bets, get extra pay lines, and reveal exciting bonus games. Building that bankroll feels great, and your kids will admire your endless dedication to providing for their future. Everyone respects a video game millionaire. Visit slotschampion.com to download from your favorite app store. It's completely free. Please share with your friends on Facebook and pay your newfound wealth forward with a positive five-star review. Again, that's Slots Champion by TM Soft. Visit slotschampion.com to download and win big. Woo! Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring him in here. Everything you need to know about fantasy. I haven't even put in my final lineup yet, but
you have your placeholder lineup.
You have your dummy lineup.
I got my
right?
placeholder lineup, but I don't have my final one yet. And I want to get a little insight from Nikki Diamond from Pahrump, Nevada. Nikki, sorry,
hey, Nikki.
sorry. We're running so late today on the show. We can't tell you how upset we are that we didn't get to you on time. I hope you didn't have an appointment scheduled today. How are you, my friend?
I haven't had an appointment scheduled in years, Mike.
Okay. All right, Nikki. I'm glad to.
You can apologize to me in person.
Apologize oh? for. For getting to you late. Okay.
In person.
Why? How will we do that in person?
Well, I was talking to your boss, and.
Our boss.
I don't have a boss. I don't
Mike's
have a boss,
the boss,
Nikki.
No, the mattress guy. What's his name? Steely?
You mean Sleep Number?
Oh, Serta, yeah.
Serta. No, Marcus Serta. Nikki Serta. Marcus Serta is not our boss, Nikki. He doesn't really even have anything to do with the show. He does a satellite show, which is kind of like on his own, and he's done that for years.
Whatever. So look, Mike, I know you're the face of this operation. Yeah. Buda Boy's the money guy, and the Serta guy is pulling the strings, and the Spurhawk plays YouTube clips.
Spurhawk, right? Speewack.
Speewack. Yeah. Nikki, where are you going with this? I got to know. Is this about being on the network again?
No. We'll get to that. He told me about November 5th.
Yeah.
And he invited me, and yes, I would love to be on your live show at the DC Improv.
Oh, boy.
Thank you.
Nikki, hold on.
I figure a 30-minute segment.
Nikki. Does Marcus have a ticket for you? Is that what he's saying?
Well, Bermuda Boy, you might want to get that credit card out and light that bad boy up.
Right now. Nikki, I can give you like an introduction from the crowd. I can do that, but we've got the show pretty well laid out on November 5th.
Yeah.
You know, as laid out as it ever is with this show. But I just don't think 20 or 30 minutes is gonna be possible, Nikki.
Okay, we'll do 15 or 20. I need $931. That'll get me round trip.
No, Nikki, no, I can't. No. Nikki, no. Nikki, we can't pay. Nikki, we can't fly. Oscar, I can't fly.
I can't fly him in from the back. How about this? I know that... This is a tough time for you, especially with what's been going on in your personal life.
I just want to get and fantasy this would be, football information.
This would be a solid idea if we would have talked about this months ago. But we'll do this, Mike, and I don't think it's too much. If Mickey...
Can you put him on hold for a minute?
If Nikki,
can you put him on hold? Yeah. Can you just put him on hold for one second?
We're going to put you on hold, Nikki.
We're going to put you on hold just for a second. Just for a second, okay?
Okay, he's on hold.
All right. Okay. All right. You're encouraging him, and we can't fly him in from Nevada. And if you're encouraging him by saying, hey, Nikki, we'd love to, that's just not the kind of talk I would give the guy.
Mike, there's no way he can get out here. We offered the tickets. We know he can't get out here, and we have ourselves covered.
But he's asking for $931.
We say, hey, man, if you could ask us maybe 3 months ago, we could have worked it out.
Is there a chance? Look, you know I don't want to deal with this head on, and I hate to put another thing on your plate, Oscar,
right.
But is there a chance that you could have a conversation with him off air where you really lay it out to him that, hey, we love having you on the show. Yeah. It's great. We're not giving you a network show. We're not flying you in from Pahrump, Nevada. Just please deal with that maybe at some point.
Yeah,
is it possible?
That's fair. But again, I think the way we come off as heroes is we say if we would have pre-planned this, that's one thing.
Right.
But now it's a little too late. We'll get you a ticket for a sold out show just in case.
You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say we got you a ticket. We're all set to go.
Okay. And it's a will call. It's a will call.
All right, put him back on. Right. Nikki, how you doing? It's we're back. Sorry about that. Listen, we were just checking it out. We got you a ticket. You're all set. We got you a ticket.
I'm
there'll be a ticket waiting for you. Okay.
All right.
There you go.
You
go. There
you go. You got to get out here though. You got to get out here.
$931.
Can we move on?
Chasing our tail.
Nikki, we have to move on with the fantasy football. It's really essential, okay? And we'll talk about all the particulars at a later date. Oscar's going to have a long conversation with you about that. How are everything else in your life, Nikki? Everything going well?
Oh, things are going great. Yeah, I haven't been back to the East Coast in a while, so I'm it's very exciting.
It'll be fun.
Oh, God. Okay.
Is it cold there? I don't like the cold. What's the weather like?
It's perfect.
Yeah. Mickey, okay. I'll call you after the show. Let's get to fantasy football, okay?
Yeah, fantasy football. That's why we have you on. Nikki Diamond, one of the best handicappers,
the best
of fantasy football in America. Yeah. And anything special happening in the NFL? What do you think of all these European games they're playing over in London every single week? Nikki, what's your take on that?
Well, I'm usually they're playing at 9:30 your time, 6:30 my time. I'm usually just getting in, and then there's a football game on, and then I stay up for that, and then it's the 1 o'clock games. The next thing you know, I'm up from Saturday night to Monday night. So it's normal for me.
That's an interesting take on it.
Let's
get right to it with our players of the week, boys. Take it away.
Wide receiver Michael Crabtree from the Raiders. What do you think?
Well, the Raiders are playing the Tampa Bay. They don't have much of a defense. The Raiders are actually playing well on the road. Crabtree appears to be their number one. I say it's a very good pick, Bermuda Boy. Once again, the money man knows where the money.
Nice.
All right. $931.
While you're talking about.
Let's make it. You know what? Let's make it.
All right, we'll talk after the show,
after
Nikki,
the show, Nick.
After the show, please.
Okay, while we're talking the Raiders, I'm thinking of saving some money at quarterback. What do you think of Derek Carr this week versus the Bucs?
Well, what are you two? Are you best friends here? You got to have players on the same team. You can get together and hold hands and sing. I don't know. obviously, if I think Crabtree is good, I think the guy throwing it to him is good. No, he's horrible, but the other guy, yes, they're both good.
All right, settle down.
I just want to ask you, Nikki, I got one for you this week. Rob Gronkowski, I mean, the highest-rated fantasy tight end, and I'm thinking of spending the big bucks, what's it say here, $8,100 to put him on my fantasy team this week. Is that going to be a good move? Because they're taking on Buffalo, and I kind of think he's going to have a decent week. What say you, Nikki Diamond? Legitimate football question.
You know what? You guys are – I got to give you credit. You're giving me good people this week. Because, a few weeks ago, the Bills, they shut out the Patriots when they had their third-string quarterback. They want revenge. They're going to try to score early and often. I say the Patriots put it to the Bills, and if they score 35, 40 points, that means Rob Gronkowski is going to get on the action. Excellent pick, Face of the More Network.
That's it. All right, and what is it he does? Diamond Pick of the Week. Yes, we need your Diamond Pick of the Week. Nikki, by the way, fabulous legitimate answer there.
Matt Asiata, running back for the Minnesota Vikings. Last week, Minnesota took their first loss. They had a lot of turnovers. They're going to get back to running the ball this week. They're playing the Chicago Bears, one of the worst teams in the league. You got to wait all the way till Monday night. So that means you can't do it Thursday night. You can't do it Sunday morning. You can't do it Sunday afternoon. You can't do it Sunday night. You have to wait till Monday night. Are you ready for some football?
That's Nikki Diamond. Thank you, Nick.
Oscar will be calling you.
Always a pleasure. That's it. We've got to take a break. Fantastic. Rob, I am lost.
I think he stroked out.
We got
one
more quick break after this, right?
And then we got quick break news and then the audio ball.
I don't even have a clock. We'll take a break. Come back with more. You, ladies and gentlemen, are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
The TMOS Elite Whiskey Society presents Questions for a Whiskey Drinker.
Here's a letter from Diana from Valley Forge. She writes, which is better, Irish, Canadian, or American whiskey? Well, Diana, obviously the alcoholic heritage of the Irish is solid. You can't trust Canadians because they're just waiting to invade. If you're a true patriot, you have to go all American.
Check out the TMOS Elite Whiskey Society on Facebook or in bars where fine whiskeys are sold.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. Vistaprint is the best. This deal remains unbeatable. Right now, you can get 500 business cards for $9.99 when you enter promo code. Do you have one?
I do.
I was just kind of watching you
get it. I was trying to.
You got. Rob's got his. Rob has his business card of the week right now.
We got him.
500 cards for under $10. We love to support small businesses. No matter what we need, postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations, you name it, Vistaprint does it right. And Rob's got one for us today. Take it away, Rob.
This is a beautiful card from Fernley, Nevada. This is Corkscrew Land and Cattle Company. What happened is they will help you take care of your cattle and your livestock. And they say, our barn is your barn. It's Lowell Patton as the owner. And what they've done is on the back, they've actually put a picture of their barn. So all the information is on front and the barn is on the back. This is a total custom job and they nailed it. Beautiful card.
Every one of us has designed a card at Vistaprint, and guess what? It's easy, 100% user-friendly, and it always looks sensational. The best customer service, great quality, and your satisfaction guaranteed. Remember to use the promo code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you get 500 business cards for $9.99. That's a 50% savings. Remember, TMOS, go to Vistaprint.com and order yours today, everybody. Nikki Diamond, the Gronkowski, you know. Yeah. Normally, Nikki asks us to submit our players of the week, and that was just the little wild card. Quite a good answer,
$931.
The part I like the best with Nikki is when he answers a legitimate football question. That's always fun. But please have a chat with him, Oscar.
I will.
Appreciate that. I had an early morning scare yesterday morning. I didn't even talk about this on the show, but this was right out of a movie. I woke up at probably 4:45, and I hear like this little creaking sound.
Yeah.
And
like a porcelain doll walking.
No porcelain sound. Just kind of obvious you heard a little pitter. And when we put our son down, Rob and I talked about this a while back, where you put the locks on reverse so he can't stumble out of his room in the middle of the night. You know, we've got a lake nearby and all that stuff, so we want to keep him secure. And every night we secure him in his room, but obviously we didn't that particular night. I look in the doorway and silhouetted with this tiny little light. Carla has these these automatic fake candles that are in the background and they're flickering, and she didn't shut those off when we went to bed. So his silhouette, he's standing sideways. He's looking at the door frame and he is silhouetted.
Like a gothic horror picture.
Like making no sounds whatsoever. And, I'm looking at him. And by the way, my debilitating situation is my Days of Thunder. What's the other one?
It's Top Gun.
Did? Top Gun mask that I have on my face. And I'm like, Michael, and it's just
so
and
he's probably
there.
Horrified too.
He's seen me with
you're
this
Darth
thing.
Vader.
He knows I wear this contraption, so he's cool by that.
Okay,
but it was just it was a little bit it was a little scary when I saw that. You know,
how did he get out?
I think we forgot. We probably forgot to.
What
lock
was
up
he doing there. Lurking?
Probably getting ready to puke. That's it. You know, I mean, he still got his little croupy cough, went back to school yesterday, and everything is fine. They said he did fine at school. The problem is the kid loves his dairy, loves to knock back his ice cold milk. And then if he gets a coughing jag, it ends up splattering everywhere. Mm. So Mrs. O'Mara got a little bit of a pre-shower shower today.
What time?
Another reference to a great horrifying film, The Exorcist.
Does 4:30 in the morning, is that a time he could wake up and he's up?
5 o'clock, 4:45, probably the earliest that he gets up. But today was 5 a.m. Mrs. O'Mara let Daddy sleep, which was beautiful.
That's nice.
I got to sleep till 6:30. God bless you for that, Carla. The thing about it is, a lot of stuff is going on around here. We had to cancel his trunk or treat last night, and we're going to wait till do the one at his preschool on Monday. And you know, they're three, so when you pull them out of an activity like that, it's cool because he's not even in that zone where he knows something's coming. And if you don't bring
he's
it
not
up,
disappointed.
He's got a Batman costume that now we don't think he's going to be able to wear because I don't want to put down my kid, but when you have a child, it's like putting a costume on a dog. You know the you know what I mean? Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, I think you need to explain.
Okay. When you know if you dress your dog if you dress your
Tell
dog
us about
up.
Dressing your dog.
Yeah. Well, you know when some
dogs hate costumes,
dog,
I know
say,
that.
If you want to put a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles mask on a dog, it's not necessarily going to work because the dog's going to go,
this
is bothering me. Yeah. It's the same thing for a three-year-old if he doesn't like the scratchiness of the costume.
Sure, sure.
So he looked adorable in his Batman costume, but I had to take a picture of it because in 5 seconds it was off because
it was
like, Daddy, it's scratchy. And it really looked adorable, and it fit him like a glove, but it's scratchy. And I said, well, to Mrs. O'Mara, please put a T-shirt on underneath, and he'll like it then. She said, no, that's too warm. I'm like, okay, we live in Florida. Everything's too warm. Give him the... And then the subject of we're going out with the new neighbors who like to play Halloween, and I'm thinking for the first time in a very long time that I'm going to pull the trigger and make the commitment and try to dress as something.
Wow.
When you're fat and you have a beard, there are options. I can be a biker, a pirate, Colonel Sanders, or like King Henry VIII.
Well, I like the biker.
Colonel Sanders is pretty hot these days.
Yeah, but you need to get a white. You need
to
get a white.
I did it with Kirk McEwen. You know, and by the way, one of our greatest moments, Kirk and Mike on the Kirk and Mike show when Daddy was Kentucky Fried Chicken, Colonel Sanders, and Kirk was Uncle Ben. I thought that was really one of the funniest things we ever did.
Classic.
We did.
Do you still have the white suit?
You know, here's the thing: we did it at the Edge, the ill-fated classic rock station in D.C. And let me tell you how it went over. It was really fantastic. Okay, that's how it went over.
Oh, that would have been
great comedy.
That should have been viral. That could have gone viral those days.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what? And the other, I can remember the funny things from that show on Less Than Three Fingers. And one of them was the Uncle Ben, Colonel Sanders. The other one was when we discussed Albert Pujols on the baseball player.
I'm still
and
laughing.
Kirk did a riff about Pujols, and it was, you know, I thought we were rocking, and then the program director ducked his head in and said, play more Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, no.
Sunnier days.
Crazy trade.
Very, very, very sunny days.
I wonder how Jeff Shamrock is.
We haven't kept in touch.
That's a shame.
Of course, we were talking about that at the beginning of the show. We'll take a break, ladies and gentlemen. Come back with more fun and more thrills with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm going to be Henry VIII.
Cool.
Up on a ridge he rested.
Cake and cookies.
It's not really a Christmas song, though.
No, it's not, but it's oftentimes on Christmas albums.
Which I don't disagree with it.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens.
Bright color packages tied up in string.
These are a few of my favorite things.
Why do you always become Jewish when you sing?
Because I'm Jewish.
An eighth, right?
That's right. I only sing 1/8 of the time. So it works out. 87.5% of the rest of the day, I'm talking.
He's cake. She's cookies. It's Rob and Katie.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by PetNet. Do you ever wonder if you're overfeeding your pet? Studies show that if you feed your cat or dog the right amount of food every day, they will live longer. But how do you know? It's easy, thanks to the PetNet Smart Feeder. The new smartphone-controlled automatic pet feeder that personalizes your pet's daily calorie intake based on age, weight, activity level, and food type. Use the free app to schedule and monitor all your pet's meals on your smartphone. They even get fed when you're running late. The PetNet Smart Feeder will feed the healthiest portion at the right time every day automatically. This is a hassle saver. We all love our pets, their family, and the PetNet Smart Feeder makes sure they eat right every day. Go to shoppetnet.com/TMOS today, and the shipping is free. I love my PetNet Smart Feeder so much that I'm thinking maybe Beluga will stop staring at me when I'm eating my people food. Remember, these things are popular, and since the PetNet Smart Feeder is produced in a limited quantity each month, you need to get yours before they sell out. Get your PetNet Smart Feeder plus free shipping by going to shoppetnet.com/TMOS. That's shoppetnet.com/TMOS. Find pet owner peace of mind at shoppetnet.com/TMOS. Now, who's a good boy? A little Beluga. Little Beluga's such a good boy. Don't stare at me. We're going to feed you the right amount of food. Hope you live a long time.
News.
Sorry. Don't send that. So don't send that last part. Anyway, Arby's. This show sets trends.
I thought of you this morning.
We don't need a lot of volume, but I will tell you something. We get people talking. Arby's just announced they're going to start serving thick-cut venison sandwiches next month.
Yes.
I would try
venison.
One. I swear to God.
Mm-hmm.
Venison.
Deer food.
Deer meat. They're doing it in 6 states. Oh, they won't have them down here. I have the states.
You're not going to get
of
it?
Of course.
No.
No, of course we're not. All of which are big on deer hunting. The states are Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, and Georgia. Okay. That's
why
probably
don't
the
we
only
get place. It?
You can make the trip to Georgia. That's not
we'll
far.
We'll have Adrian drive to Georgia to get us the
No, he'll drive to three other states.
The Adrian went down to Georgia. He's looking for some deer to eat.
The venison sandwiches will be available for a limited time, and based on our research, this is the first time a major fast food chain will have ever put deer on the menu. We'll have to keep tabs on that and see how it goes.
I just envisioned one of the lower level Arby's employees with a gun outside the restaurant.
Right.
I'm not sure who brought this in. Was this you, Rob, or did
it? It was mailed in, I believe.
Okay, the pumpkin spice natural flavored Triscuits.
Did anybody try one?
We haven't tried them
yet. They're still sealed.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to dip them in Quisp cereal.
Adrian actually came through because remember he couldn't go.
That's
and get
right.
Him. He went to three grocery stores. They didn't
oh,
have
so
yet.
That's
found
right.
Them.
They came in. Do you want to try one right now?
Maybe on the bonus show?
Sure.
That'd right, be fun, right?
Well, that'll be a fun way to start yes. The bonus show when we're talking to Arnold Schwarzenegger. I tipped my
hand. What is the matter with you?
A new poll. Let's hit the sounder. Thank you. Determined America's creepiest celebrities. Here they are from 10 to 1. Creepiest celebrities. Number 10, Kanye West.
Ooh.
He has a creep factor.
I suppose,
number 9,
yeah.
R. Kelly. I don't even think he's relevant enough to be on the list.
He was really creepy at his prime, though. Yeah.
We talked about him early in the show. Number 8 is Howard Stern. Number 7, Caitlyn Jenner. Number 6, Ozzy Osbourne. Number 5, Charlie Sheen. Number 4, Woody Allen. And now the big 3. Number 3, Bill Cosby.
I agree.
Number 2, because it's so recent, Donald Trump with the grabbing and all that. And do you have any idea? You might not know. The
number one
creepy celebrity.
Public enemy number one.
Number one is creepy. This is absolutely 100% accurate.
Oh, my God.
Is he Anthony Weiner?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anthony Weiner.
That man's got a problem.
Showing his pee-pee. All right. Anyway, Ellen DeGeneres played Never Have I Ever on her show yesterday with Martha Stewart, Anna Kendrick, and Snoop Dogg.
Nice.
It's just such a nice combination of people. I think we learned the most about Martha. For instance, she has actually sexted. Martha Stewart has.
Really?
Yeah. She wouldn't say when or with whom, but she told Ellen, quote, I've used technology for a lot longer than you have.
Oh,
you.
Wow.
Martha has also been to a nude beach. It was a beach on St. Bart's, but she didn't say if she got naked, but she said that.
Tappies.
Another interesting thing we learned is that Martha has never been in handcuffs, even though she was arrested.
Huh.
That's interesting because she was taken to jail. Only Snoop and Anna admitted to having been cuffed. I think Snoop had a history before he became Snoop Dogg. Although Anna was being coy about it, her handcuffs may have been the erotic.
Doesn't Martha sort of pal with Snoop a little bit? And hasn't there been an alleged? Yep. Hasn't it been alleged that they've made love?
Oh, I don't know that for sure, but that would be interesting.
I'd watch
by
that.
By the way, I'm not sure how old she is. She's in her mid-70s, I think, now.
At least 70. Sure. Gotta be,
On Friday, a Pennsylvania high school teacher named Richard Curtis co-hosted Live with Kelly Ripa. He got the opportunity after winning a contest on social media, and apparently he was so good that he's getting another look. Now, this is a good story. I like this.
Wow, really?
Cool. TMZ claims he blew everyone away, and he was so impressive that they're bringing him back to do another episode sometimes next month. But that's not all. A source within the show says he's, quote, very much in the running to become Kelly's permanent co-host, and that he was the best co-host since Michael Strahan left.
Now, are you buying this for a second?
That's a dig to Michael Strahan.
Yeah, but this is just trying to get
publicity.
People interested in the
I
show.
I saw the clip.
They'll never
the clip.
Hire
Was he good?
Him.
He's safe. He's safe, and he doesn't say anything
America
funny.
Loves safe right now, Mike.
Yeah, they showed a picture of his safe. High school. They love safe, but he was completely composed.
White guy?
I mean, there was a
black
white
guy, mixed?
White guy, young white guy, maybe mid-30s.
Handsome?
And not really. I'm trying to think of the celebrity he most looked like. Maybe a little Conan O'Brien without the red hair and the big hair.
Okay. All right.
You know,
so a very plain-looking guy.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, Ashley, did you want to say something? Is that why you had your hand up? I was curious about that.
No.
Okay.
She was just a mimic. Don't worry about it. We're good.
I'm just watching Ashley's hand. It looks like she's driving down 66 with it out the window. That's the way
in her mind, she might be right now.
A 57-year-old woman named Glenda Blackwell.
Glenda.
Yeah, it is.
She bought a $10 lottery ticket last Saturday near Asheville, North Carolina, because she wanted to show her husband it's a waste of money. His name is Buddy. That'd be Buddy Blackwell.
Hey, Buddy.
Hey, Buddy Blackwell. How you doing, Buddy? I'm doing all right. It's Buddy Blackwell Show. Yes, sirree, for County Supervisor.
Buddy. Buddy Blackwell.
Did you buy a lottery ticket, buddy?
I played a lot.
Did you call Pony Boy?
Yeah, Pony Boy, Glenda. Anyway, he actually asked her to buy two Powerball tickets, but she bought a scratch-off instead, apparently just to get under his skin. But she wanted him to stop. That was the whole purpose of this exercise. But her plan blew up in her face in a pretty spectacular way because the ticket she bought ended up hitting for $1 million.
Oh, hey, wow. Buddy.
Yeah, take that.
Body. They came forward on Monday to collect their money. They took the lump sum of $415,000, which is $1 million after taxes.
Okay.
Half. Wow. Less than half.
Wow.
Less than
more
half.
Than they had before, Mike.
Absolutely. And now a little something something. A 28-year-old guy from Castleberry, Florida, left a strip club around 2:15 on Tuesday, and even though he was drunk, he tried to drive home in his pickup truck.
Sure.
Yeah, in my pickup truck. He made it less than a block before he fell out and ran over his own leg.
Oh, no!
Then the truck kept going and smashed into a house. A 58-year-old woman was sleeping inside. Apparently, she wasn't out at a strip club all night, and she was injured. The guy managed to flee the scene, even with the bad leg, but he left his ID in the truck.
Of course he did.
Oh.
So the cops have his name, and they're still trying to track him down. And, of course, it leads us to today's Florida slogan of the day.
New everybody. Slogan, yes.
I got a bunch today because, you know, I just felt like they were all appropriate for this scenario. Here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
Florida, our idiots can't hurt you. Our idiots can't hurt you if they hurt themselves. First, I read it wrong. Let me do it again.
Okay.
Florida, our idiots can't hurt you if they hurt themselves first.
There you go. Thank Very you. Good.
Number two, Florida, stupid has a home.
Ah. Oh, I love that.
Great
That's
t-shirt.
Great.
Great t-shirt.
Florida, America's landfill. And my favorite, Florida, we never run out of cigarettes.
There
you go. Fantastic. We will come back. And the Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hola, Oscar.
¿Cómo estás, Miguel?
Muy bien. Hey, enough of this Spanish. Let me tell everybody that even though the summer's over, you can still hear the Mike O'Mara Show Monday through Friday right here on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. That's for whether you speak Spanish or English. Am I right, Oscar?
Sí.
Join us every weeknight on 97.1 The Wave.
Tu estación para la playa.
That means your beach station.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Movement, MVMT Movement. Their watches founded on the belief that style shouldn't break the bank. Their goal is to change the way people think about fashion by offering high-quality, minimalist products at revolutionary prices. With over 500,000 watches sold in over 160 countries, Movement has shown itself to be the world's fastest-growing watch company. Their watches are beautiful. We all have Movement watches, and we love them. They're great-looking. They're stylish. They're solid. They're heavy. They feel expensive. But Movement watches start at just $95, and they are beautiful. At a department store, the same watch would set you back $400 to $500. How so? Because Movement figured out that selling online eliminates the middleman and the retail markup. The result? Classic design, quality construction, and styled minimalism at the best possible price. You can get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to movementwatches.com/TMOS. And by the way, with Movement watches, you get every kind of style you can imagine.
Oh,
you get
all
the,
of them.
You get the metal, you get the leather wrapped, you get the beautiful thin, you get the really heavy looking
casual,
watch.
Formal, hip. Yep. They've got every style in every way. Yeah, it's cool.
movementwatches.com/TMOS. Again, that's the letters MVMT, watches.com/TMOS. Step up your watch game. I'm getting compliments on my Movement watch all the time. Go to movementwatches.com and join the movement, everybody. Without further ado, let's open up the Audio Vault for today. What the hell is the date today? My
Today's
God,
the 27th.
The 27th already? Take it away, Rob.
And I was going to ask you, do you think a daylight savings is a week and a half away when we fall back? I think that will help you with your son waking up so early. Because you're going to fall back.
If you would like to bet on that, I would take that wager. But, boy, I hope you're right.
One really, shiny really American don't. Dollar. We'll talk about it then. Congratulations to the Cubs. Who tied it up last night.
I have a vibe that this is going to be epic. Let me tell you why. You've got two totally similar games from two teams two nights in a row. A blowout one night, a blowout the next night. And I think this could be a truly spectacular series coming down to maybe, you know, now you got the blowout games. Then you're going to have the close games. And if it goes seven,
This is going to be huge, and it's craziness to watch the enthusiasm in both of these cities. Back to Chicago now, right?
Yeah,
the,
for three games. So if they sweep, they win at home at their home.
They
field.
Win at home. I don't think that's possible, but we'll
It'd
wait.
It'd be
and
fun
see
to see,
happens.
Though. It sure would be fun. Yeah,
really great series.
Here's
so
the
far.
Cubs winning last night.
Ground ball to short. Addison Russell. The Cubs have evened the series. A 5-1 win
yeah.
in a 4-hour, 4-minute game. And the Cubs beat
you
the
know
Indians.
What? I tell you something, Joe Buck, I know you've done a bunch of them. Dude, please somehow channel your inner interest in it and just stop it. Honest to God, it's like, nah, 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 nah. Nah, nah, nah. I don't know. I mean, there's just something there with that broadcast team.
No passion.
Yeah.
There's no passion, man. This is
and doesn't the color guy seems a little like Nameberry?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
he's
really.
A little random, isn't he?
Yeah, so I'm
got,
hoping they.
Got a loose
they,
belly button.
They pick it up.
Got a paper cut on his eye. They just got trouble.
It's really. I mean, if you're a baseball fan, this is big stuff.
All right. I know you love when people take a great pop song and play it on the recorder, Mike. Everyone does. Everyone who's ever had a fifth grader in their life loves the recorder.
Yes.
The recorder.
Do you want to hear Toxic by Britney Spears or do you want to hear Yeah by Usher?
Yeah by Usher.
Yeah.
Please.
Good choice. Here it is on the recorder.
I knew that was the right choice.
Good job.
Is that a kazoo? Is the other thing a kazoo?
I think there's a kazoo and a triangle, yeah. Ooh. If you're good, I'll play you the Britney tomorrow because that involves a violin and a drum.
Ladies
Both
and
great.
Gentlemen, the Nameberry Orchestra. Oh, God. Okay.
Make
stop
it stop.
It.
Okay. Very good. Thought you'd like that. There is a video. It is on our YouTube page. It could be staged. I don't know. But if you ever want to see a teenage girl get her head stuck in a pumpkin because she's carving out a pumpkin and she says, my pumpkin's so big, I bet I could fit my head in it. And she can. It sounds like this.
Sam, go tell Dad that Rachel has her head stuck in her pumpkin. Oh, this is epic. This is going on Facebook for sure.
All right, my head is in the pumpkin, dude.
Try tilting it down.
My head is literally in the pumpkin. I know what to do. I'm not safe in the pumpkin anymore.
Do we need to call the fire department?
Dad.
That would be so horrible.
She deserves it because she had to work her nose to get it in there. So
right.
you get to see
yeah.
the process. It's funny when the pumpkin's on the table and she's putting her head in.
Yeah.
What's funny is when she stands up and the pumpkin's on her head. So take a look at that if you like.
Pumpkin head.
We are crazy late. Let's close with this real quick. Rolling Stone has done a list of the scariest songs. These are the top three scary songs of all time. I totally agree with number three, Revolution Number 9 by the Beatles. Upset me as a child. Doesn't puts me at
buried.
Makes me ill at ease as a grown-up. Hit record, Mike, at number two, DOA by Blood Rock.
Life is flowing out my body.
You know, yes, Halloween-y.
Yeah, it is.
But never really scared me as much as the Beatles one, you know?
Yeah, because the Beatles is surreal, and that sort of messes with your head. Yeah. This is just a corpse singing. Been there, done that. Now, if he gets his head stuck in a pumpkin,
that's scary.
Now I'm watching. And the number one scary song of all time, Black Sabbath by Black Sabbath.
Don't you just picture Jimmy Cerrito working on the foundation of the Buffalo Wing?
Yeah.
It's a cloudy day.
And I was going to say, you recognize this song if you're a regular at Jimmy's. They play it every New Year's Eve at midnight, Mike.
Each cinder block requiring an inspection.
Did you want to
be completed in 2028?
Did you want to buy a brick?
We will never get this wing done.
Anyway,
that's your magic audio vault. Have
fun.
A great Thursday, everybody.
That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Be sure and join us every day on air or online at MikeO'MaraShow.com. To mail us anything that doesn't stink or tick, our address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. All messages and birthday requests for our weekly mailbag segment
can be sent to Rob with two B's at MichaelMarishow.com. The show is all about you. Thanks for your continued passionate support of all things TMOS. And please continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara, reminding you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.